Day 6. Be holy. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, Be holy, because I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. You cannot study the Bible diligently and earnestly without being struck by an obvious fact. The whole matter of personal holiness is highly important to God. Neither do you have to give long study to the attitudes of modern Christian believers to discern that, by and large, we consider the expression of true Christian holiness to be just a matter of personal option. I've looked it over and considered it, but I don't buy it. I've always liked the word exhort better than command. So I remind you that Peter has given every Christian a forceful exhortation to holiness of life and conversion. He clearly bases this exhortation on two great facts. First, the character of God, and second, the command of God. His argument comes out so simply that we sophisticates stumble over it. God's children ought to be holy because God himself is holy. We so easily overlook the fact that Peter was an apostle, and here he is confronting us with the force of an apostolic injunction, completely in line with the Old Testament truth concerning the person and character of God, and also in line with what the Lord Jesus had taught and revealed to his disciples and followers. Personally, I am of the opinion that we who claim to be apostolic Christians do not have the privilege of ignoring such apostolic injunctions. I do not mean that a pastor can forbid or that a church can compel. I mean only that, morally, we dare not ignore this commandment, Be ye holy, because it is an apostolic